Set in modern-day Las Vegas, this novel is not about the Strip or an outrageous bachelor party, but rather the everyday lives of everyday people and the drama created as they cope with circumstances sometimes beyond their control and other times for which they are totally responsible. This story had my attention from the very first scene and continued to reel me in as I met the characters. It's told in four voices. Bascom is an 8-year-old Albanian immigrant who is the best English speaker in his small family, made up of a younger sister, a shy and subservient mother, and a father who was held for decades as a political prisoner and harbors a deep distrust of others and an alarming temper. Luis is a young veteran who, unable to cope with tragedies he experienced in Iraq, is recovering from an attempted suicide and about to return to Las Vegas to live with his grandmother who raised him. Avis, a middle-aged woman in a deteriorating marriage, is the mother of a son recently returned from 3 overseas duties in Iraq with undiagnosed PTSD, now training to be a Las Vegas cop. And finally, Roberta, a volunteer social worker with the Department of Children's Services who works with at-risk children. Totally unrelated in the beginning, all these lives are eventually brought together through some very dark and emotional times. Often, it's difficult, if not impossible, to point a finger of blame or to be entirely sympathetic with one or the other character. I love the way this book tugs your emotions from one side to the other as you view the events through different eyes. Are we really ever able to judge for sure who is a good man and who is a bad man? Or as a parent, whether your actions might help or hurt your child? McBride wanted to write a book about the town she lived in. Since she considers Las Vegas a military town because of the huge airbase there, her story included characters who would represent that population. A large chunk of this novel comes from an actual news article the author read in a local paper and realized she'd known the woman involved. She said, "Sometimes something happens that's so heartbreaking you can hardly stand it, and I couldn't quite forget that story." You won't forget this story either. We Are Called to Rise can be found at the Park City Library. This is Barbara Bretz, friend of the Park City Library.